What does it take to start a business? Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? Welcome to Momstown 365. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And Momstown 365, a few minutes of fun every day. So if you are a mom entrepreneur or you are a mom creator and you're looking to have a little fun and inspiration, we are the podcast for you. And right now we're talking about business and starting, getting started.
And it's interesting because even if you don't want to have a brick and mortar business or something super huge, maybe you just want to make $1,000 a month.
Right.
What does it really take to do that?
Well, at first it takes a little bit of research.
Yes, because someone out there is doing what you want to do, but
that's fun.
Yes.
Research is fun.
Yeah, it is. It's fun to see what's going on. And sometimes you see a hole in the product. Like, oh, they're missing.
Oh, not just donuts.
Not just donuts like you do. But you never thought you would be in the donut business.
I mean, how long have you known me?
Right? I know you're a fabulous cook,
I know. Malasadas? Where did that come from? Be sure to listen to one of our other episodes where we talk about the donut business. But I know. Crazy, right?
And check out some of the kitchen dough episodes.
But who would have thought that you would be in the Vrbo business?
Right?
The Airbnb business.
Who would have thunk?
Real estate's always kind of in your DNA. But,
yes.
Technology also. So when we're talking about research, we're so lucky as moms today to be able to flourish and prosper because we have everything at our fingertips that we possibly need. We just have to have a plan, be realistic, and put it out into the universe. How many things happen when we put it out into the universe?
Yes, when we speak it.
Oh.
And write it.
It just even happened to us again.
Yes.
Two times today, a couple of things have happened. So do not be uninspired by your ideas. Do not be deflated. Be inspired by them. Be motivated by them. Research them. Dig into them.
Well, and here's
love them. Enjoy them.
See the future.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like the someday vision I always talk about. If you have something that you're like, you know what? Someday I'm going to open my own blah, blah, blah store, online store, pop-up, design something, whatever it might be. If you can identify your someday vision, start talking about it.
As if it's happening.
Yes.
You are doing this. I am doing this. This is happening. Because I can't even, it just blows my mind how many times we've done that and it just naturally starts to happen and unfold right before our very eyes. And then we take a second to look back and go, excuse me, did we just put that into the universe and that just fell into our lap?
Yep. But when we talk about something, even as an aside or whatever, power in the words, power in the thought.
Yes.
What are you thinking? What are you saying? Mm-hmm. And then what are you doing?
And what are you believing?
What do you believe? Ooh, I like that.
What are you believing about yourself? Like, what are you believing can really happen? Because you and I don't have the market on this stuff. This is available to anyone listening. This is available to you to be able to feel something, believe it, and have the universe deliver it.
Well, and here's one of the tips that I love. If you want to make money doing whatever your thing is, figure out how much will make it worth your while and double it. Mm-hmm. Because then you can back into it.
And backing into the number.
Back into the number. Okay, that means I'm going to have to work at this business 5 days a week, making X dollars a day.
Minus my expenses.
Yes. Do the ROI on this.
And always remember to pay yourself in that equation because your time is also of value, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then one other final tip I always love, be better done than perfect.
Just get started. Because you're going to pivot and make different adjustments. And
if you're waiting for perfection, you will never start. It will take you forever, right? All right, Momstown 365, we're a few minutes of fun every day. Right now, we're going to have a few minutes of fun with our sponsor.